this little hearing session like this, that we first talk about Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and Surabikot, and I would like to request Dinabandhu Prabhu, if you have something to add, please do so in that section. We have arrived at Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's Samadhi Mandir. As we have heard, Samadhi Mandirs are something very important for Vaishnavas in our line. And Samadhi Mandirs, the personality who is in Samadhi is still present. There is a book called Samadhis in Vrindavan by Mahanidhi Maharaj, where he says that many devotees in the past and present have found great inspiration and answers to pressing questions in their spiritual life by praying at the Samadhi Mandirs. For instance, in our Krishna Balaram Mandir, we have the Samadhi of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, and many devotees in our movement have said that by praying intensely at such Samadhi Mandirs, Prabhupada has given them answers to questions which were essential for their further progress in Krishna consciousness. So here, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's Samadhi Mandir is situated. Prabodhananda Bhajan Kutir. It says Bhajan Kutir, so. Alright. The Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is situated right behind the Kaliya Ghat. It is just a little dusty alley. You have to go for 10 meters and then you are there. This is the Bhajan place. Yes. So, it is said that almost the same, like the feeling the presence of the acharyas can be held or have at their bhajan places. When you have your chanting of rounds at the bhajan place of great acharyas, your chanting is supported with the spiritual clarity and purity of these acharyas who have done bhajan at these places, because also they are still present at the bhajan places. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, as you might already know or at least assume, has of course his eternal identity within Braj Leela. He is the gopi called Tungavitya, who is extremely learned in poetry and all scriptures, and is also a great musician. She plays on a veena. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has written wonderful verses where he has come to the conclusion of all the scriptures, and I want to recite a few verses from memory from his different works. One is from Sri Rasa, Radha Rasa Sudunidhi. It goes like this. Vajami radham aravinda netram smarami radham madura smitasya vajami radham karuna paratram. And the last line is missing in my memory. It goes like this. I worship Srimati Radharani. Vajami Radham Aravinda Netram, who has eyes like lotus flowers. I remember Srimati Radharani, who has a very beautiful smile. And I describe Srimati Radharani Karuna Bharatram, who is extremely merciful to the fallen souls. Yes, indeed, I do not have any other goal than the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That's a verse from Purananda Saraswati Thakur. In his Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has described the extraordinary mercy of Srimati Radharani by telling a little pastime of a fox. This fox was once surrounded by little boys and driven into a hole. And then the boys thought, now he is trapped, now we can kill him. They put fire around that hole. At that time, the fox, in utter distress, began to howl for mercy, just some mercy. And it is described that Srimati Radharani made an arrangement so that all of a sudden the boys were diverted and they ran away from this hole. So when I heard this for the first time, I thought, am I not like a fox surrounded in the hole of my body and mind? There are so many obstacles on the spiritual path, but if just by some fraction of intelligence I manage to take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, there is hope to be delivered from this dreadful existence of being surrounded by my own inequality. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wrote many such verses, and in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, there he comes out with glorifying the Vrindavan Dham to the highest extent. He said, "Run, you fool, run to Vrindavan. Do you think your chanting of mantra will save you from death? Go to Vrindavan, because anyone who goes there will surely have achieved the divine kingdom." And although he outpours in these verses his great affection to Vrindavan, he doesn't forget the qualification to reside in Vrindavan. He said, chase away even the pure mention of the word woman from your ears. That word woman should be chased away from the ears. Now at this time Amadadis might get a long face, and I would like to draw your attention to a very important point, which is also relevant in the modern ISKCON times. The word woman is associated to the morbid desire of the conditioned soul to enjoy his senses to the greatest extent. Now, for woman, woman is man, Prabhupada said. In other words, if we are in the woman body and think of the man all the time, then this is a serious obstacle. If we are man in a man body and think of the woman all the time, that's also a serious obstacle to our Krishna consciousness. So Prabodhananda Saraswati advises us to become free from the deeply engraved desire for sense gratification with the opposite sex. That's the sum total. And he is very, very determined to stay in Vrindavan. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, "Whoever tells me to leave Vrindavan, I take a knife and cut out his tongue." It's a little heavy, to say the least. Yeah. We, Dinabandhu says this is not what the the government should know that we. At the same time, I wanted to say Prabhupada's a statement Prabhupada made regarding this subject. I remember it was 1970. I'm not so good in years. Something 70. And we had just stayed in Vrindavan. That was our festival, annual Mayapur Vrindavan festival. And we were all going to fly within 2 or 3 days from Vrindavan. But we saw maybe a little tense feeling amongst the Vaishnavas, feeling already a little homesick, so to say, before even leaving Vrindavan. And he said, "So how did you like Vrindavan?" And there was a groan coming from the audience, "Very much, Prabhupada," you know, thinking that, "Oh, soon we have to leave." And then Prabhupada said something very, very interesting. He said, "Now it is your duty to bring Vrindavan to the Western world." And he ascribed to that Vrindavan, which is on the spiritual platform, which we can appreciate in Vrindavan or Krishna consciousness. And this brings me to a very interesting point, more or less a final point, which will take a little longer, but which is really important to understand. I want to request all of you to give the best of your capacity for attention now, because it really, if we understand this point, it might increase our appreciation of Vrindavan manifold. See, we are now sitting before Surabhi Kund. In the year 1991, I remember, this was a beautiful lake, and Bhadra Prabhu remembers seeing even lotus flowers in here. Now, we do not see such a lake, but a remnant of a lake there, where some devotees took the water on their head. At the same time, many other places are like this, that once they were much more full in showing their natural attractiveness, and now no longer. However, when we go to such places, we should try to view them through the eyes of Shastra, and in this way, in our consciousness, see another dimension than the eyes can tell us. See, there are three dimensions of a holy place, and I want to use Mother Ganga as an example. For the naked eye, Mother Ganga is just a river clouded with yellow sand or so. On another dimension, Mother Ganga is a personality who rides on a chariot which is drawn by dolphins, and who gives darshan to many devotees like King Bhagirath, for instance. On yet another dimension, which is related to Krishna, Mother Ganga is liquid Krishna Prem. It was once when Narada Muni played on his veena for Radha and Krishna, liquid Krishna Prem emanated from them, and that's Ganga on another dimension. So there are different dimensions of the same phenomena, of the same river. And in the same way, there are different dimensions also of these holy places. If you look with your naked eye at Surabhi Kund, you will see whatever you see now. If you, however, look through the eyes of the Shastra, you will find a beautiful lake where a dear associate of the Lord, who is a gopi, Tungavidya, performed his amazing bhajan and wrote these transcendent scriptures, of which we have heard a few lines. Now, when we go through Vrindavan, we should definitely try to see Vrindavan always through the eyes of transcendental scripture. Otherwise, we might make an offense. I want to give an example in relationship to the Brij Basis. Sometimes, when we have association with the Brij Basis, we see quite unusual activities. Like on the other day, I saw a Brij Basi walking through Govardhan Hill, squatting down, and answering to the call of nature on Govardhan, whom we worship with abhishekhs and flowers and so on and so forth. You see, yesterday One Bridge Basi was offering our highly renowned Subhag Maharaj Shilam full with hashish. And quite unusual activities they have. So sometimes devotees are found to respond to these unusual activities and get excited, maybe when they feel cheated by rickshaw wallahs or the loy bazaar wallahs, they might become overwhelmed with krodha, with anger, and so on and so forth. But we should take shelter in Raghunath Goswami, who says, even if the bridge basis fill my ears with useless gossip, they are still my worshipable people. These bridge basis are very, very dear to Krishna. And when we see some extraordinary behavior, even in relationship to us, we should understand that this behavior reflects our state of consciousness. And this is what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said. Like, for instance, when you are business-oriented, highly motivated for your own benefit, you will find out how the bridge basi might, rob you of all your money. However, if you are kind to other living entities, if you want to share and help, you will find out that all of a sudden you meet a bridge basi with a roti in his hand and a glass of buttermilk. Take this. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, in other words, has helped us to see the bridge basis as mirrors for our consciousness. We can see our own consciousness reflected in them.
In the sky, just like we see when we're carrying Nitai Gorsundar, both their arms are just raised in the sky. Tiprori Kritya Bhuja Dwayam Hari Hari, and from his mouth, Hari Yatri Vas. Uchaya Vedantam Muhu. Again and again he's saying Hari 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 Hari. Prori Krishna Bhujadvayam Hari Hari Uchaya Vedantam Muhu. Nityantam Drutamasuda Nirjara Chayai Sinchantam Urvitalam. He's dancing, Nityantam. He's dancing and how is he dancing? It's a tantrutam. He's dancing very, very rapidly, just like a whirlwind. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Rathyatra. He was dancing just like whirlwind. Even Nityananda Prabhu stopped his dancing to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. Nitya tantrutam. And what's happening? Asru. Tears are coming from his eyes. Nirjara. Just cascades of tears are coming from his eyes. Just like before in that Bhaman avatar, that Ganga was coming. We were hearing about Ganga. That Ganga was coming from Toa, Lord Vishnu. Now it appears that Ganga is flowing from the eyes of Srimad Mahaprabhu. Sinchantam, the whole, everything is becoming wet. Urvitalam, the whole surface of the earth is becoming filled with water. Nittantan drutamasudaran nirjara chayai sinchantam urvitalam. Gayantam Nijaparsharai Parivitam Sri Goda Chandranu. Gayantam, he's singing. How is he singing? Nijaparsharai Parivitai. He's surrounded by all of his close associates. Gayantam Nijaparsharai Parivitam. They're surrounding Sri Goda Chandranu Maya. I'm just offering more and more glories and glories to that Goda Chandra. That is like we are seeing in the morning, this tiny sliver moon, just as he comes up in the morning, he's sort of golden color, like that. So we're offering our obeisances, our prayers to that golden moon of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, with very, very exquisite verses, this Prabodhananda Saraswati, he has glorified Mahaprabhu like anything. And by getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can really tune into this Braj consciousness. Hare Krishna.
We are here at Uchagaon, the appearance place of Srimati Lalita. It is not by accident that it is so close to Varshana,
or the residence place of Srimati Radhika, because Lalita and Srimati Rani are always together. As far as I am informed, I would like to request Radharaman to check this. Lalita was born or appeared at the exact same time.
No?
Maharaj,
she was born in another place called another place, 5 kilometers.
Aha.
Here she was married.
She was married here. Acha. And did she appear at the same time as Srimati Radharani? I heard that her age is exactly the same. She's younger?
Radharani took birth in Ashtami, 8 days of the rightful night, and then it was 6th, 2 days before.
Okay, so we have now all the details. Let us start all over again. This is not the place where Srimati Lalita appeared, but this her village. She stayed here, so to say. Now, Lalita is slightly older than Srimati Radhika, 2 days older than her. So Lalita functions in the transcendental Leela of Radha and Krishna as a Shiksha Guru of Srimati Radharani. Lalita will tell Radhika how to dress, for instance. Maybe Radharani wants to see Krishna and is not yet fully dressed, the dress is not properly arranged. So Lalita says, no, just don't rush too much. Saki, dress yourself properly. And you should not go now because you have just now eaten. And on a full stomach, one shouldn't move so quickly. Sometimes Radharani is in a mood of man. She is disappointed with Krishna and therefore not willing to see him. But of course, that is only for the transcendental Leela. After then she wants to break the man, but Lalita advises her, no, just remain a little longer, a little angry. We have to teach Krishna a lesson. Lalita is therefore the guru of Srimati Radharani, and sometimes we find Krishna going to Srimati Lalita and requesting her to please give a word to Radhika on her behalf, because Krishna also knows that Radhika will always follow Lalita. Now, we do not wish to go too much into the detail, but come to a very relevant piece of information for our own spiritual life. It is said that Srimati Lalita brings people to Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Whenever she sees someone in the Vraj area who has a little inclination to serve Srimati Radharani, she does all the arrangements. I want to tell you a little humorous detail about this. On the first Vraj Mandra Parikrama, I developed some wound in the foot, and we went here and we prayed to Srimati Lalita to give us whatever mercy she thinks is fit. And then after I got up, this wound was very painful. So I had to see a doctor in Vashana, and when he readied his
properly seen for 1,110 a bridge bassi behind. He was joking with me and said, you know, Raj is like a bridge. It brings us from the mortal world, the temporary world, to the eternal world. This is the arrangement of Srimati Lalita, who brings us from this world into the service of Krishna, of Radha Krishna. So I was thinking, oh no, now this needle is the sure cause of my death. This is all Lalita's arrangement, so that we will be brought to the shelter of Radharani. But what is about my different services which are still waiting? The point which should not be veiled by this personal story remains a point of great necessity. Let me just wake up Malini, the ewige Schläferin. Point is that in order to come to Srimati Radharani, we need a guidance and help, and Lalita is the personality who takes care of this. In all phases of our spiritual life, we need Guru. Without the protection and shelter and guidance of our spiritual master, we cannot even make 1 inch towards the advancement, towards the transcendental goal. The Guru is he who brings things which are very far away from us into close vicinity, like a telescope maybe, which can be pointed to a far away star, which all of a sudden becomes very close and ready for our inspection. In the same way, these far away transcendental subject matters become readily accessible and understandable by the help of Guru. This remains true on any platform of Krishna consciousness, and it stays even there as an eternal fact when we are approaching Srimati Radharani, and then it will be going through Lalita Shakti. So on this place, which is just before Vashana, we should all have a fervent prayer. My dear Lalita, please help me to approach Srimati Radharani. It is not by chance that we pass through Lalita's village before we reach Vashana. We should take the help which is readily available. Why don't we take help? Why are we so dull in our brains and so self-conceited? There is an interesting story about this question. It's about a person who is in the desert. He is dying from thirst. All of a sudden, he finds a man looking very refreshed, very energetic and dynamic. And he said, that man tells him, oh, you look a little thirsty. Can I help you and bring you to where the water is? So if our man who is running in the desert says, no need, who tells me that you know where the water is? Then isn't such a man considered to be the greatest of all fools? I mean, obviously, he is not thirsty, this man who came into for help. He's ready to help. He looks bright and not like a cheater. He must have something to give, some water, and it must bring the thirsty man to the water. Only a very foolish thirsty man, whose intelligence has been covered over, would not accept that man who comes healthily before his vision as a guide.
It also mainly goes through Vrindavan on the Braj Mandal Parikram. Only we are very tired and our mind is disturbed by thorns in the feet and bleeding wounds on our legs and bleeding thoughts in our brains. Then we will not be able to take any mercy which is available. Here in... sorry, I'm speaking a little tough, I know, but this helps you to stay awake. So on this place of Lalita Shakti, it is important to request her mercy in all regards so that one day we can approach the supremely merciful Srimati Radharani with full confidence. Here in our song, we say, O new moon who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, that's Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nava Shashi Lekim, now Lalita Sakiduna Ramita Vishakya. O friend of Lalita, Srimati Radharani is a close friend of Srimati Lalita. He can come to an important person through his friend. We can also come to Srimati Radharani through her friend Lalita Shakti. Srimati Lalita Shakti ki jai. Go Premanandi Arivo. Hare Krishna. So I guess we should go now. Here is a detail, Madhura Prabhu. So it seems that from all the conflicting information, we are finally helped to the right one. This is, you know, Lalita's transcendental arrangement. So the first information that this is the appearance place of Srimati Lalita and also the place where she lived and stayed, that is the correct information. It seems so. Yeah, the appearance place now. Whatever it is, this is a very important point. That's the main point. But it really seems it is a weird thing. This is Avyabhav Stam of Lalita. Avyabhav Stam.
Lalita Sahita Janam Kaan Hua Tha? Isi Ya. Aur Karela Kya Hua Tha?
Karela To Dhuti Sati Ka Kaan Hai.
Iska Dasa. Aur Kabai.
Kamai aur ye shi aaj sati hai jo aaj ho gaam hai jaisa tu hai
jaisa. This is
yes.
Here is the beer place. Yeah, I was explaining, yeah. The Shiksha Guru of Srimati Radharani.
Who is Diksha Guru?
Who is Diksha Guru of Srimati Radharani? Yeah. I don't know, at this moment. Isn't it wonderful how in the transcendental world these transcendental features are there. That is the divine pastime of the Lord. Radharani, who is like direct extension of Krishna, the pleasure potency. She has one of her sakis as her Shiksha Guru, who tells her to dress properly at the proper time and to not walk before the food is properly digested, and to remain angry, to tell, to give Krishna a good lesson. Isn't that a wonderful thing? How does this reach you, your heart? This is so nice, actually.
Personal.
So personal, yes. We all want to come to this personal world of transcendental love, when the Lord and his devotees act in such wonderful personal ways, which are just so enchanting. I want to just, because
somehow not yet the mood to get up here a little. I want to tell you one story of the man of Srimati Radharani. Once here in the Braj area, there was a brahmana who had a daughter to marry. So this is, even up to this point, a difficult point because one has to give a dowry with a daughter. I was just approached by one rich Parsi who has to marry her daughter, his daughter. This daughter, it costs today 51,000 rupees to marry the daughter away. So at that time this brahmana, who was very poor, prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, help me to get my dowry together so that I can give away my daughter." And Krishna appeared before that brahmana and said, "My dear brahmana, I'm actually a very poor person. I'm just a cowherd running behind cows and being covered with dust from morning till evening. All I have is Radhika. Take her." And he gave her Radharani. Radharani was starting to get angry at Krishna. And the brahmana said, "Oh Krishna, you have doubled my problem, because now I have to give two girls away and pay dowry." Oh, said Krishna, "But I have just given her away. I can't take her away from. I can't just take her back. It's a present. If I take her back, I will offend the brahmana." Now it gets interesting. "I can only buy her back from you. Why don't we put Mati Radhika on one end of a scale, and I will give you as much gold as her weight is, so that you that I have bought for a fair price Srimati Radharani, who is Sunaranga. Her lips are made of gold." Radharani was getting more angry. How can Krishna do this? First give me away, and then he wants to just weigh me up with gold. How does he dare to do such naughtiness all the time? So anyway, she consented. She was put on one scale, and Krishna put ornaments and gold on the other scale until the balance was there. And the brahmana was very happy, because remember, he wanted to have wealth in the first place. And Krishna is Bhaktavatsala, the friend of the devotees, and he gave that wealth in such a way. So Radhika was so angry. She gave away all her black cloth. She started to not bow down any longer before Ashalagam Shila, which is black. And there was a black rain cloud. She just covered her eyes to not see anything black. She made a white circle around any tamal tree, because in her mind it was clear, "I will never ever have anything to do with this clever black boy. And I don't want to have anything to do with anything black as well, which reminds me of Krishna." So her anger was very, very strong. And no one could break it. Even Lalita could not do anything. Lalita said, "Now, Shaki, it's enough. Krishna is suffering so much. Since many days he has not been able to see you. Please, break your mind. Break your anger." But Lalita just turned around, looked the other way. Lalita. So finally, Lalita acted also as a guru of Krishna. And she went to Krishna and said, "My dear blackish prince of Braj, there is no possibility to break the anger of your queen. You have to serve her first. Dress up as a girl, and as a girl you can come and massage her feet. You should be like a Namada, Namadi, a Baba's god. So Krishna came to Radhika dressed up as this girl, and Radhika said, "What can you do?" "Oh, I can oil the hair and I can cut the nails on the feet." "Okay," said Radharani. And Krishna touched her feet and started to cut the nails, and immediately she knew, this is Krishna, by his transcendental cooling touch. Immediately it was clear to her, but she didn't say anything. She allowed Krishna to serve him, and at the end she said, "I'm very, very pleased with your service. I want to give you a blouse, one of my blouses. And I want to dress you in this." "Oh," said Namadi, "I'm feeling a little shy before so many people." "No need to be shy," said Radhika, and began to smile, and with the corners of the eyes, he winked at the Sakhi. They came and captured Krishna. "We are here amongst the girls the same age. We can be just very jubilant, and no need to be shy." Krishna squirmed, and and then finally they opened his blouse and two big flowers fell out, and the Sakhis were laughing and laughing, and they were capturing Krishna, and he felt so bad. And this day Radhika's man or anger was broken by the transcendental arrangement of Srimati Lalita. So Lalita doesn't even only act as a Shiksha Guru for Srimati Radhika, but also to Krishna. This is how glorious the servants of Krishna or the servants of Radharani are. Sometimes they are made more glorious than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that Krishna apparently becomes dependent on them. This is in the transcendental kingdom of love, the rule that the Lord sometimes, or the Lord steps down from his lordliness in order to allow his devotees to control him and advise him by transcendental love. So let us, this is a very holy place and very anukul, very favorable for entering. One thing is, Pada Prabhu said in the previous place about Narayan Bhatta being the acharya for Parikrama, or the Braj Acharya. He gave different detailed instructions, of which I remember three maybe. One is, one should not go if it is on Braj Mandal Parikrama, if it is too painful. So if some of us have a wound in the feet or somewhere, and it's getting worse every day, it is allowed to put on a sock or something to ease the pain after we have seen Hari Bhakti Prabhu, the doctor. Another instruction is, we should not circumambulate during the night itself. That is not to be done, except on the Rasa Purnima day, that is the full moon day, then usually Govardhan Parikramas are, or sometimes are done. And another instruction is that the most important factor of Braj Mandal Parikrama is, and I want to ask you, what could it be? What could be the most important factor?
Your mood. Your meditation.
Your mood.
Your meditation.
Meditation. To be well in Krishna consciousness, to have the mercy of Srimati Radharani is the most important thing in Braj Mandal Parikrama. We are just collecting ideas, and to serve is the most important thing. To chant the holy name, to be free from a Rajmanda Parikrama, to pray for the mercy.
Maintain a humble, submissive, attentive attitude.
To maintain a humble, submissive, and attentive attitude. These are all very good answers. Anyone else? Narayan Pata says to remain in a prayerful mood. Not that your answers are not correct, but this is to remain in a prayerful mood, hoping to obtain the mercy at each place. This is the most important point. Sometimes we think our feet are the most important point, the regular supply of sufficient amount of tasty prasadam. But these are of secondary necessity. They help us to go on with our Rajmanda Parikrama. But of primary importance is to remain in that prayerful mood. Because anyone who prays like this will never have his prayers disappointed. This is Krishna's promise to Srimati Radharani. Anyone who stays in Vrindavan and has hopes in your devotional service will never have these hopes, will never ever have these hopes disappointed. Srimati Lalita ki jai, Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ibra Chamandal Parikrama ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Ariyari. I can't take care of Vrindadevi anymore. I've been everywhere. And it's not just in ISKCON. We know one special mantra whenever you go to the temple president with some new idea. First thing he says is, no men, no money. This is not just ISKCON mantra. Every sampradaya, everywhere he went, every ashram, they all said, no men, no money. But I saw, and he brought me here to this place. I thought, this is such a beautiful place, peaceful. No one here to bother us. We can sit peacefully and hear all these pastimes and nobody's running around bugging you for money or anything. Very peaceful place, beautiful place. So then I took it over from Baba and we formed one little trust, Vrinda Trust, to develop this place. So far we took away all of the sticker trees except for... See, there's two types of sticker trees. One is this native to this place. You see this tree we're sitting under with his two arms raised in the air, who's shouting. What is he shouting? He's raising his arms and doing kirtan all day long, just chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Do you see how graceful and beautiful he is? This is the native sticker tree. But you see just across the wall there, you can see some that this looks like has tentacles on it. It just grows like a weed and multiplies faster than weeds and doesn't let any other tree have any water or light or nourishment from the ground. So this used to be just full of all of those. So we've taken them all away. That's why it looks a little desolated here. And now I was leveling some of the land. And then we have to fix the soil up a bit. It's very hard clay, so nothing will grow, so we have to, except sticker trees. So we have to mix some nice silts, which is easily available here. Then we'll make a very beautiful garden. We'll make a nice shelter here. I tried to convince Rajmanda Parikrama to stay here. Wouldn't you rather stay here than the old Radha Silk Mills, Dharamshala, where there's no water? Here you have plenty of fields to pass in, water to bathe in. Fresh, very sweet water. If you drank any Vrindadevi's water, very sweet water. Wouldn't you rather stay here? Let's hear a big Haribol. Who wants to stay? Would rather stay here.
Haribol! Haribol!
Of course, right now you'd have to stay in tents. But anyway, we have some plan. We'll make some sort of shelter. The devotees, we can stay here very peacefully. Plenty of bathrooms are there all around. And water is in abundance. So, now on the backside, you saw there's another kund. That is Gupta Kund. You can't even begin to imagine the importance of Gupta Kund. In Vrindavan, there's three very special meeting places of Radha and Krishna. Those are called yoga pits. One of those yoga pits, the most important, you already visited.
that was Radha Kund. That is the midday meeting point of Radha and Krishna. And you already did Vrindavan Prakrama, so in Govindadev temple, that is the other very, very important meeting place of Radha and Krishna for Ras Lila. But in the morning, there's a secret meeting, therefore this is known as Gupta Kund. Gupta means secret. Just after their morning Lila, the Pratakal Lila, then Radharani sneaks over here on the pretext of looking at the forest. She comes over here towards Vrindakund and Guptakund. And you can't see them, but there's beautiful trees, just like over Radha Govinda Maharaj described, with bees and trees and flowers and so many beautiful things. Then Krishna sneaks over here from underground, and at this beautiful lake here, they have their first meeting in the morning. Very, very special. All millions and millions of manjaris and sakis, everyone comes here, and they have a very wonderful meeting, secret meeting. All the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who do Lila Smaranam, they meditate every morning on this Lila. This is the most important place for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, we're very fortunate to be here. Actually, we're all sitting here. This is only Vrindadevi's mercy that we're all sitting here, because she's controlling all the Leelas in Braj, so that you've come here on Braj Mandal Prakrama. Just like some of the Russians are telling me, well, there's no flights to Russia. We didn't have anywhere to go, so we just came on Braj Mandal Prakrama. This is also Vrindadevi's Leela. Everything is going on here. It's a very, very special place. So, everybody got a newsletter? Vrindakund newsletter?
No.
So, you have some more, Mataji? Huh? You've distributed whatever you had, huh? Anyway, in the temple you can visit Mother Devi Shakti, who's also part of Vrinda Trust, myself, Devi Shakti, Bhakti Siddhanta, Vidya Mataji, Bhakti Linga Govinda Maharaj, and Archa Vigraha, who's our ex-member. Now she's going back to become member of Vrinda Devi's. She's in the Vrinda Trust in Golok. Directly engaged in service with Vrinda Devi in Golok. And Muralidhar Prabhu, who usually comes with us on Braj Mandal Prakrama, Muralidhar. And of course, more very dear to Tulsi Devi, Govinda Dasi. She's also a member of our Vrinda Trust. So this is our newsletter. So we invite all of you. This is your temple. You help us. You can all help us, even if you don't have any donation to give today. Our newsletter, the address is there, or that you can pick up newsletter from, you just ask anybody for Devi Shakti's office whenever you come to the temple, and you can get newsletter from Devi Shakti. So, actually now it's 12 o'clock, so we should get going, but we can all just pay our obeisances in the very sacred dust of this place and pray to Vrinda Devi that she will bring us back year after year, and that ultimately
then there is Sunanda, Nanda, Avinanda, and Sananda, something like that. So middle son is Nanda Maharaj. Somehow Nanda Maharaj wasn't getting any children, so they thought this place must be very inauspicious, so they moved to the other side of Jamuna, to Gokul. Then yesterday, or 2 days ago rather, was Diwali. On that Diwali day, the Damodar Leela took place. When those two big Arjun trees came crashing down, that was too much. Upananda decided we'd better move away from this place. So they packed up all of their belongings in a nice tempo traveler. By that time they didn't have tempo travelers, so they packed them up in bullock carts with all their belongings, all the women and children on the bullock carts, and all the cavalrymen all around, and all around 900,000 cows. Looked just like great ocean of milk. story?
No.
We didn't tell the whole story?
No.
No?
No.
So we should tell the whole story?
Yes.
So Krishna was asking, first he asked, what is this tree? What is this tree that's got a beard? Mataji, Mataji, what is this tree that's got a beard? What is this tree that's got a beard? Manasara looked and she said? No, what did she say? Banyan tree. Then they went a little further and we told the story, yes. In Vasanti. So he asked all of those questions and they came here. What is the tree with the tail, leaf at the tail? All these questions we already heard. So they came here. First they came to Chatikara. They stayed there for some time. Then they moved back to their original place here in Nandagram. So just after they got here, Krishna was about six years old or so. So as we mentioned, this hill is the incarnation of Lord Shiva. So one day Lord Shiva came to get darshan. So he came playing his dumbbell. So Maria Soda, she came outside to see what is all this noise. And she saw some Baba is there. His whole body is covered with ash. Around his neck is this sant snake. And Bichu, this scorpion, Makri, the spider. So immediately slammed the door. Said, no, no, Baba, go away. He said, Hare Maya, I came to get darshan of your Lala, please open the door. No, no, Baba, if my Lala sees you, he'll get too much frightened, you please go away. But Maya, Maya, I came from very far away. May both Dur say, I came from Durban. All the way from Durban I came. All the way from Mansarovar, actually. Just to get darshan of your Lala. She said, no, 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 you go away. I'm not going to open the door. He said, all right, if you're not going to open the door, then I'll just sit here and wait till he comes outside. Some of these others, she came outside. She said, look, Baba, I know all of you Babas. You only want one thing. Now you take some roti and you please go away. All you Babas only want one thing. Now you just take this roti and please go away. So Lord Shiva, he was frustrated. Frustrated means? Nirash. Do you know Asha? Do you know any girl named Asha? From India, some girl named Asha, you know? Some people saying yes. Asha means? Hope. So Lord Shiva was frustrated. Frustrated means without hope. He went away. He sat down in a forest just nearby here like a yogi. And that forest's name is Asheshwaran. The Lord Shiva is the Lord of all hopes, Asha. So that forest is Asheshwaran, also known as Yogivan. So what was his hope? That he could get darshan of Krishna. This is the king of all hopes. So he's Asheshwar. Asheshwar Mahadev. Meanwhile, Krishna knew that his great devotee Lord Shiva has come to get darshan. And he couldn't see Lord Shiva. He became very happy, began to cry. And everything Madhya Soda tried to stop him from crying, it got failed. All the other gopis came, they tried to stop him from crying, everything got failed. You have seen a six-year-old boy when he doesn't get what he wants. You can do anything and everything. He just doesn't stop throwing his tantrum, is it? The mothers all shaking their heads, yes. But there was one very old gopi. She said, somebody has put spell on your Lala. This is the thing. Who came here today? And she said, well, Upananda came, and Sananda came, and Vrishabhana Maharaj came. Oh, one yogi came with ashes all over his body, and snake, and bichu, and makri, spider, all these things. So that person has put spell on your Lala. can now say, Baba, you got your darshan now, you please stop this crying. Hari, my lord, there's only one way to stop this crying. Oh, but now, tell me. When your Lala's foot will come on my head, then your Lala's crying will stop. Mother, you sort of said, she brought her Lala. Lala put his foot on Lord Shiva's head. Then Lord Shiva, he just began to dance like he's the Nataraj, king of all dance. He began to dance all around the courtyard like anything. Lala